Here's turning lemons into lemonades. Local distillery now manufactures hand sanitizer. Beer Distillery does add this to its lineup. Free sanitizer in the Grand Rapids area. Unique food and beverages with takeout. And again, things are changing even as we speak. So as of 10:48 this morning, Joel Beerling, do you smell the hand sanitizer in the back room?
Yes, indeed. We are making it as fast and furious as we possibly can right now. It's kind of a big shift for us, but we're doing our best to keep up.
Give me what's happening in layman's terms.
So basically, beverage liquor, like vodka and whiskey and so forth, all made out of ethanol, which is the main type of alcohol we like to drink. And also, it's a main ingredient of the hand sanitizers that seem to be out of stock everywhere. And so came to the realization probably about 2 weeks ago that potentially making sanitizer might be in our future. So as of last Thursday, we've been pretty much cranking as hard as we can and making as much as we can.
Give me the chemistry. Give me the science behind this.
So ethanol and alcohol obviously kill germs. And so that's, really the active ingredient is the alcohol in there. But last Thursday, basically, the World Health Organization approved, they had a recommended recipe, and basically the TTB, the Tax and Trade Bureau, which is the main government entity that controls distilleries, said, okay, so if you have a beverage alcohol license, you are now allowed to produce hand sanitizer. So they basically approved a recipe, which we are using. That's, again, mostly ethanol with hydrogen peroxide, glycerin, which kind of keeps the alcohol on your skin a little bit more and makes your skin feel a little bit smoother, and then, of course, water. That's the chemistry.
Wow. So how are we, how are your guests receiving this? How are we taking advantage of this work?
Well, so my original thought was that we just opened a kitchen where we serve Dutch food, and we opened that about a month ago. And we're doing takeout now, which is also something we never planned on doing. But my thought was that we could sort of drive some food sales by offering people free hand sanitizer when they put in an order. But obviously, since everything seems to be out of stock now, there is a big need. So I'm being contacted by hospitals and doctors and retirement communities, all looking for hand sanitizer. So, like I said, I'm making it as fast as I can right now. But and probably my next batch will be ready on Friday. But I do have quite a bit on hand right now, and I'm just trying to ask everybody, how much do you need to get through till Friday? And I'm making sure that their needs are met.
Wow. And are we continuing to be able to at least get the takeout food from you?
From what I understand, there's an announcement planned by the governor at 11 a.m.
Yep.
So anything might change at that point. We are at pretty much doing an essential service right now and creating manufacturing hand sanitizer. So I expect at least that part of us will be open. We'll have to see what happens with the takeout food.
Yes. And just a couple minutes to discuss, Joel, we had you and Sarah, your wife, in probably a month ago or so, talking about the unique food and beverages that you're sharing now when it comes to the Dutch angle. Remind us of this.
So my father was born in the Netherlands, and so I ate a lot of this type of food when I was growing up, basically things like bitterballen, which is a really Dutch favorite, and fried cod, it's called kibbeling. And so we thought we'd have some unique food, and so we built this kitchen and opened it about a month ago. We had about 3 weeks of good, really good response to our food, and then obviously everything changed a week ago. We are doing something, I think, unique food-wise, and something that really kind of sets us apart, because we are, I think, the only place that really is focused on Dutch food in the Grand Rapids area, but certainly we are the only distillery that is focused on Dutch food that I'm aware of anywhere in the world except for probably the Netherlands.
Well, again, everything could change in 8 minutes after the governor speaks, but until then, check your takeout out and certainly assist in the many ways that you are doing your
sure.
thing. Thanks for helping out, Joel.
Yeah, you can find us online at www.beerdistillery.com. That's B-I-E-R distillery.com. And you can find our online ordering there, too. So hopefully we'll be able to continue to offer that.
Located where exactly?
We're located on West River Drive in Comstock Park, about a mile east of the ballpark.
Great. Thanks, Joel. See ya when the earth uprights itself a little bit. Take care.
All right. Thank you so much. Stay healthy.